As Arizona and the country grapple with opioid addiction, doctors in Arizona are turning their attention to one particularly vulnerable group, teenagers. Dignity Health, in collaboration with schools and public health officials, are developing a program to educate students about the dangers of prescription drug abuse. That's informed by some of the findings in a new survey on teen opioid use. And KJZZ's Will Stone has covered the story and joins us. Will, what did the new survey reveal about how teenagers in Arizona are thinking about opioids?
First, Steve, that they're aware that abusing prescription drugs, you know, is a serious problem. That's what more than half of the teenagers surveyed by Dignity Health said. And for reference, that's about the same percentage that also said that binge drinking was a problem. But here are the more startling statistics. About 1 in 4 surveyed admitted to taking prescription painkillers without a doctor's consent. And close to 20% said it's okay to take more than prescribed by their doctor. Parents also seemed concerned about this based on the survey. Most said they had talked to their kids about the issue, but most also said they would be okay with kids taking opioids for surgery, and that's really where doctors see the most risk when it comes to sports primarily.
Obvious question is why is that? But also there have been concerns expressed at times that maybe students have used their parents' prescriptions. Did that come up at all?
That did, mainly in the sense of how can parents do a better job really managing these dangerous medications with their children. And then it really links in with the sport issue because, you know, the number one reason teens are prescribed these drugs is because of surgery. Meanwhile, we know, broadly speaking, sports-related surgeries have been going up in the country over the last decade or so, and the number of opioids being prescribed to everyone, but to adolescents in particular, also has been going up. So this obviously just creates a situation where there's more risk, and parents have to be more cognizant of how they're handling these drugs. Here's Dr. Javier Cardenas, who's director of the Concussion and Brain Injury Center at Barrow Neurological Institute, characterizing the problem.
There is pressure to return to play and pressure to play through pain. Therefore, they are more likely to take opioids longer than is prescribed and at a higher dose than is prescribed. There's also an increased risk of recreational use of opioids in the athletic population.
And what we do know is that for an opioid-naive person, someone who hasn't taken it before, it really only takes about 5 days to significantly increase the risk of addiction, which is why they only recommend prescribing 3 to 5 days of opioids max after surgery, for example.
So, Will, what's being done to try to get the information about the risks of pain pills to students?
Doctors at Barrow and some other public agencies and schools are working on an education program, a curriculum for coaches and parents. It's currently being piloted in the Tempe Union High School District, and that's to make those adults more aware of how they can navigate these situations, as we discussed. Here's Dr. Sandra Indermuehl, who works in Chandler, also discussing some of the points that they're emphasizing.
Number one, we make sure that they safely handle it in the home, especially if they have a child. Even if it's, you know, you worry about an accidental overdose in like a 5-year-old, but you also worry about your kid taking it and selling it at school if they're a teenager. So we make sure that they lock that up.
So they're in the process of developing a curriculum for all student athletes in Arizona to make them more aware of this issue, just as they've done with concussions as well. Obviously, the state is in the midst of a crisis. Since mid-June, I just checked the numbers, more than 4,000 overdoses have been reported to the state related to opioids, and more than 550 of them have been fatal.
Wow. KJZ.